Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places to find true love in this world. One is at your high school reunion under the name tag table with Vice Principal Johnson.
Oh.
Things that happened down there definitely would have landed me in detention. The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org, because we scour that website every week to find the best that Misconnections has to offer. Like this first one, titled, "Is that a weed whacker in your hand? Or are you just happy to see me?" Woman for man, 45.
I'm confused.
Gray house on 8th Street.
Oh. Okay.
She writes, "You were the hunky gardener working on my neighbor's yard, just standing there, shirtless, pruning the shrubs like a green-thumbed Hemsworth."
Oh. Oh, dang, bro.
That is a compliment.
"I was across the street doing Arctic yoga on my front porch.
What does that mean?
Having trouble focusing on my Shakti. When I was doing penguin thrusts, we made eye contact, and you waved at me. It was pretty hot out, so I brought you a chilled bottle of water.
Oh.
And when I handed it to you, I noticed you had a scar on your chest, and I asked how you got it. You laughed and said, 'It's an embarrassing story.' I replied, 'Come on, I promise I won't laugh,' as I tickled your elbow."
What?
Oh.
It's a weird place to go into.
"You then admitted you got it a year ago when you microwaved a pizza pocket too long and attempted to eat it shirtless as the piping hot marinara squirted out and burned your chest."
That checks out.
That is such an amazing, relatable story.
It's so relatable.
Really.
"Your courage inspired me to show you my private scar."
Uh-oh.
"Right there in the yard."
Oh.
"As I revealed it in broad daylight, I could see that you were speechless. Then you awkwardly said that you had to get back to work."
Okay.
Oh.
"I'm sorry if I shocked you, but just know this, it's not my only one."
What? Wait, nobody's...
Why are there a bunch of scars?
Yeah, nobody's
there
looking for scars, lady.
"The other scar is known only to my doctor and my third husband."
It's an even bigger marinara scar.
Yeah. All right.
That's signed Amelia.
Okay.
I feel awkward.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next misconnection as quickly as possible. "Dish it out. I can pancake it."
Oh, pancake it.
Man for woman.
Take it.
Okay.
28 Pancake House.
Thanks for helping me with that one. That was a tough one.
Says, "I want to apologize to the waitress who looked like a bustier version of Ellen DeGeneres at the Pancake Palace."
Whoa, oh, Ellen got cakes.
It's amazing to imagine Ellen that way.
I
see it.
Me too.
"The whole thing started when I showed up way too hungover."
Well, who doesn't at that place?
"And after I sat down, you listed off all the flavored syrups of the day. So when you mentioned a warm vanilla rum shake with caramelized pineapple syrup, I almost spewed."
Whoa. There's a lot going on in there.
I think he was just about to throw up.
Yeah.
So.
"I know it was rude, but I had to grab one of the pancakes off the plate from the nice couple to my left. I shoved it in my mouth just in case something accidentally came up to block it."
To block it? It's like a plug.
Oh,
it's very thick.
Luckily, it didn't, so I took it back out. And I asked for whipped cream instead.
Ew.
This guy. Right.
I remember staring at my plate for what seemed like an hour.
Oh.
Turns out it was actually longer.
Oh, no.
Maybe 3 hours, because your manager asked me to leave.
Okay. Oh.
I was unhappy with that, obviously. Looking back, there's a chance I may have overreacted and made a fool of myself. So how about this? If you have some type of friends or family discount, I can come by again tomorrow, and then we can go out after.
Wait.
Deal?
You're trying to get the homie hookup on your pancake?
Yeah.
Is that what the goal is here?
That's signed Shander.
Shander.
Cool name, though.
His next misconnection is titled, "You're One in a Million Pairs of Pants."
Huh.
Man for woman, 24.
I'll
the Gap.
Take it as a compliment.
"I was at the Gap last week looking to buy a new pair of power pants to give me confidence for my job interview at Chipotle."
Go,
you know what? You deserve that job if you're going dressed up.
"You were the cute but tired looking blonde."
Oh.
"Who looked like you'd recently given birth."
Okay.
Cool.
How do you know that?
That's not a look.
What shows?
It's so bad.
"I asked if you would give me your opinion on which pants looked best on me. Usually my mom helps me with stuff like that, but she was recovering from swimming in a contaminated lake."
Been there.
Sorry. I'm old, sir.
So she's resting at home. Why would you share that?
At one point, when you're swimming in a lake, are you like, uh-oh, I shouldn't be here? Like, is it a color thing?
I think it's a radioactive thing.
Yeah.
He goes on, to my surprise, you weren't shy about giving your opinion. In fact, you said the first pair of pants gave me, quote, Oprah hips.
No. I don't know if that's a compliment
for a dude.
And then you said the second pair made me walk like Kevin Hart. Funny, but not quite right.
He does walk kind of.
Can you say these as an employee?
I don't know.
Finally, the third pair you declared a success.
Oh, yay.
And I know this because you slapped my rear end and said, "That'll do, cowboy."
Oh, dang.
I need to go to that Gap.
Great customer service.
Yeah.
When I got home, I excitedly told my mom about you. And could see she made a half smile through the terrible rash on her face.
Oh, my God.
That's how you know the lake's contaminated. You were wondering.
Okay. It's the rash.
It's the
face rash. The face rash, yeah.
She only went half face in?
Yeah.
Dope at first.
The most sensitive skin.
God.
I just couldn't know what lake she was in.
Later, she wrote on her whiteboard
that she'd like
to meet you. Infected her vocal cords, apparently.
Stop.
So,
I feel bad.
Hopefully you can come over for her birthday next week.
I don't want to go to her birthday. I feel terrible for her.
Also, it wouldn't hurt to have some help with applying her face cream.
Oh, yeah.
The rash is quite bad.
She needs
a lot behind the ears.
Okay.
That's signed Donnie.
Is there any way to get a hold of his mom?
Those are your Craigslist misconnections. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.